Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 824, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Easy round, round one, the category? Fairy tale birds. First question. The Grimm said this heroine got her beautiful clothes from a little white bird, not a fairy godmother. Did you get the answer? Cinderella. Remember, the category is fairy tale birds. Second question. He was so large and unattractive that the bird who hatched him wondered if he was a turkey. Answer? The ugly duckling. Third question. Hans Christian Andersen wrote about a pond where babies wait for these birds to take them to their parents. Answer? Storks. Fourth question. They couldn't find their way home because some crummy birds ate their bread crumbs. The answer? Hansel and Gretel. Fifth question. This extremely small girl, born in a flower, saves the life of a kind-hearted sparrow. Answer? Thumbelina. Here we go with round two. The category? Occupation hazards. First question. Chafing from chaps, rope burns from lassos, and that saddle horn, watch where you sit if you're one of these. Answer? Cowboy. Remember, the category is occupation hazards. Second question. If this is your job, you'd be fired if this clue got by you uncorrected. Answer? Proofreader. Third question. In this job aiding a medical professional, Angie might get a finger nipped by little Billy while x-raying his molar. The answer? Dental hygienist. Remember, the category is occupation hazards. Fourth question. He has to listen to his wheels going round, round, round all day and may get a paper cut from a transfer. The answer? Bus driver. Fifth question. If this is your job, you might get brine in your eye after dropping the cucumber in the barrel. Answer? Pickler. Round 3. The category? This land is their land. First question. Many people of this country's Xinjiang region speak a language similar to Turkish. Answer? China. Second question. Punjabis are the largest group in this country just east of Afghanistan. The answer? Pakistan. Third question. Five-syllable word for a resident of a Central American isthmus. The answer? Panamanian. Fourth question. This tiny Swiss neighbor has about 30,000 people and a 25-person legislature. Answer? Liechtenstein. The answer again was Liechtenstein. Fifth question. One of the three former Soviet republics where the Balts live. The answer? Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. The answer again was Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Round 4. The category? The Ivy League. With Ivy in quotation marks. Up next, the first question in this round. Seemingly insignificant facts and info, but not on a Jeopardy. The answer? Trivia. Second question. As a verb, it means to live together closely, like bees. Answer? To hive. Third question. A competitor for the same object or goal. The answer? A rival. Fourth question. From the Latin for, from a stream, it's the historical origin of a word. The answer? Derivation. Fifth question. The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species banned this trade in 1989. Answer? Ivory. Final round. The category? Animal quotes. First question. Both Shakespeare and Clement Clark Moore wrote about this creature not stirring. The answer? Mouse. Second question. I never saw a purple one of these, I never hope to see one, but I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one. Answer? Cow. Third question. All right, said this animal, and this time it vanished quite slowly, beginning with the end of the tail. The answer? Cheshire cat. Fourth question. Groucho Marx said, one morning I shot this in my pajamas. How he got into my pajamas, I'll never know. The answer? An elephant. Fifth question. John Donne called it nature's great masterpiece, the only harmless great thing, the giant of beasts. The answer? An elephant. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.